Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is David Gross, Executive Director with Instal. David, how you doing?
Oh, very well. Thank you.
I've caught you up at your home office in New Jersey, and I thought it'd be good to let our listeners get a quick review of who Instal is, and then let's talk about this whole process of creating installers. Tell us who Instal is.
Instal is an acronym. It stands for the International Standards and Training Alliance. And what we are is an association of professionals from across the entire flooring industry, whether it's installers, contractors, manufacturers, associations, consultants, and we share one simple goal, and that is to deliver work we can all take pride in. We are a labor management collaboration and a membership related with the Carpenters Union. We really pride ourselves on our training and certifications.
You know, there's a lot of commercial contractors out there that install flooring, and some are union and some are non-union, and those that are union have, I think, less trouble finding installers, and it's because of what Instal does. How do you create a professional installer?
First, when you're talking about a professional installer, there's many installers in this industry that can do a professional type job, but to be a professional installer, The working definition is a person that can do it most correctly, most often, when examined in hindsight, and make money at it, right? It stands up to the Monday morning quarterback. And they are typically subject matter experts with extensive knowledge. They live by a code of ethics. They perform ethically in their job function. They're confident in their ability. They're diligent in their work. And they're respectful in the way they handle job types and business situations. Being professional is an approach to your work as opposed to just a job.
Well, they have to have a basic set of skills that they've learned because floor covering has got some technical challenges to it. So you give them those skill sets, right?
That's where we really differentiate ourselves in the industry. You know, we have a 4-year apprenticeship program that allows a member to graduate and gradually hone and perfect their skills. But in addition to the skill-based training we have specific professional and soft skills training that goes along with the skill handwork. We have a third-year apprentice program that in their third year, our members can go out to our ITC, where they get training on how to work as a team member, how to be productive, how to be professional on the job, what we mean by professional. Then we have two classes that are offered to our journey persons. Once they get out of their apprenticeship, it's a part one and part two that further explains about professionalism, working as a team, how to work within the hierarchy of the company that you work for, and this sort of thing. There's a lot of interpersonal introspection, finding out who you are and the role you play as a tradesperson in society. And then we have foreman training, which goes over how to manage a job and the human resources skills that happen in running a crew. And we have collaborative leadership training, which is available from the warehouse truck driver all the way up to the owner of the business, where the whole team can come in and we look at ways to better collaborate within that entity itself. So that's a little more specialized for each company. And then we have delegate training, and we even have an 18-month job site supervisor training program. And all those things, while they include skill-based training, the focus is really on the HR and the soft skills and the professionalism training. So we go way over and above skill training for our members. Our members work as employees. They're not self-employed contractors, which avoids having to teach a whole separate category of business, where if they were independent contractors, it would almost behoove us then to have to teach a little bit about accounting, business management, some law training, this sort of thing. So the fact that our members work as employees allows us to focus on the professionalism in that vein.
All right. So here's the question everybody's wondering. Are there enough installers out there to get the work done right now?
As a whole, I don't know. That's a big question. One of the things that we're having trouble with as an industry is this employee independent contractor model, because there's a lot of good installers out there that may not necessarily be good business people. And in most instances that they have to be independent contractors, you're forcing them to be a business person as well as an installer. And that may be a bridge too far for some people. Our model is an employee model where we just ask that you show up to work with the required tools and put in 8 hours of work. Then you've done your day's work. Whereas an independent contract, that clock never stops.
Another question I have for you. If you're a flooring installer and you're part of your carpenters union install group, do you have a special set? I mean, do you have some workers that are part of your group that are purely carpet and others that are purely resilient, or do you train them to do all?
Our members are cross-trained across all categories of flooring, including PVC wall panels, drapery. We like to say if it goes on the floor, we can install it, and we can install it anywhere. That is what makes our members valuable, and that is what our contractors like. They don't want to have to get a guy for carpet, a girl for resilient, whoever for rubber. They like to use one person or one crew throughout. Now, we do have members that specialize and they gravitate toward different materials, but they're cross-trained across the whole gamut of surfaces.
Okay. Now, you have a website called installfloors.org, and you can actually click on there and find an install contractor, right?
Yes, you can find a contractor. You can find out about our warranty program for our contractors. It's a wealth of information. Our website really provides quite a bit of information. It has all the manufacturers on there, other industry alliance partners we have, and contact information for anybody that would like to see what it would take to join, install, and become a member. We are, you know, a bit selective in who we take on, because we're making a significant investment. Our apprenticeship is worth about $35,000, $40,000, and there's no cost to a member to come and take part in that. So we like to make sure that somebody that wants to get into this trade as a profession understands what they're getting into, because we're going to invest a lot of money in them.
All right, David. Well, thanks for catching our listeners up on who Install is. Again, been talking to David Gross, the Executive Director of Install, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.